I had and still have. But thank God I'm not at the beginning. I had a lot of things to overcome. If it hadn't been for Jesus, I'm going to be honest with you. If it hadn't been for Jesus, you wouldn't have seen me standing here. I give him all the credit and all the glory. Because you don't know how crushed I was. You don't know. But the word, I promise you, changed. Whereas so many times you didn't know it, nobody knew it but God and me. You looked at what happened here. I'm closing now. You might have thought of smooth sailing. You don't know what, because I was determined to follow what I believe in my heart that God was saying. People were talking. I didn't let that bother me. But I had to press. Thank you for being faithful. Amen. Amen. So my whole thing is in closing. I'm just about ready to preach now, but I'm closing. That the whole thing is that the enemy want to put pressure on you and make you feel disqualified. Make you feel unworthy. You don't measure up. You don't know enough. You're not good enough. You this and that. He always trying to make you, try to pull you over into that realm. I don't have to try to be good enough. I don't have to try to know enough. I know him. I know Christ. And all I got to do is let him live in me and talk to me and reveal to me and teach me. Can I read just one more? I know I'm going over a little. Put this scripture up, 1 John chapter 2 and verse 27. John, 1 John 2:27. I believe that's what I want. Let me get there first. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can y'all put that up? 1 John, King James will be all right. 1 John 2:27. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But the anointing which you have received of him, what is it now? The anointing which you have received of him does what? Abideth in you, and you need not that any man teach you. But as that same what? Anointing teaches you what? How many things? Let me qualify that. You need not that any man, you don't need man's teaching. That's what he's saying. See what I'm teaching tonight, I'm a man, but it's not my teaching, it's his. And so when you start letting man teach you apart from anointing, he's gonna ruin you. Are you hearing me? That man or that person gonna mess you up. You don't let nobody teach you apart from the anointing. See, the anointing teaches you all things. The anointing teaches you that he's not teaching on the anointing. The anointing teaches you what is true, because God don't want your life screwed up, messed up. He doesn't want your life messed up. He don't want you trying to live life in a you all full of hurt and hurt, hateful, and you've been abused and battered and knocked around. He gonna teach you how to overcome that. Let you know I created you and I set you free. So you have to, if you want to walk in this, you gotta cut loose all stuff that somebody else is saying, the world is saying, and say, Christ, Jesus, the gospel, the blood, the word, the name. That's the only somebody for me. He's the only one. What Christ has done is the only way that I live. I refuse to live by anybody else's rule. I don't care what kind of philosophy they come up with. I don't care how clever a name they have and how catchy the name may be. If it's not Christ, I don't want it. And see, they mix it, and that's where we get caught. You can't mix Jesus. You either preach him like he is or leave him alone. And he's the truth. Nothing else but the truth. So help me, God. That's who he is. So we don't need to live just because we had a husband that beat us or misused us and we carry that. No, you need to get delivered from that so you can be functional in the kingdom. Amen. You don't need raising up a child, and a child you raise up in an abusive home, you'll need to carry that and take it into another relationship. You need to overcome that. Amen. That's why I say the head of every man is Christ. And the head of the man, the woman is the man. And the head of Christ is God. You keep it in that order. Then you can live a successful life because this life that we're living already been finished. No chance of it not being successful because it's been finished and proven that it's livable. Did you hear what I said? Do I need to say it another way? It's already been finished. The enemy's been defeated. He will never certainly rise up and become victorious over what Christ done for you. And the victory that he won, you did it. It's wrote down to your credit like you did it. And Satan don't want you to know it because he know once you get the revelation that his days of plan in your life is over with. Hallelujah. So I'm victorious. I'm a winner. I'm not guilty. I'm free. Hallelujah. I'm teachable and I'm lovable. Hallelujah. And God wants you to become all that he created you to be, so you become the best of God on this earth. There'll be no temptation in when we get out of this flesh. Ain't nothing going to bother us. This is where you have to deal with stuff. And there's three of them that's hounding at you, but they can't have you. The world, flesh, and the devil. Every one of them been defeated.